We want to ask, what is the state of play in the U.S. war in Afghanistan? We've got the BBC's Afghanistan reporter, Martin Patience, with us from Kabul. He just returned from the Helmand province. Bring us up to date. We heard two U.S. Marines were killed yesterday. Any more news on that?
There isn't a great any more details on that specific incident, but those Marines were killed in southern Afghanistan, and it's most likely that they were involved in a large U.S. Marine operation in the south of Helmand Province. What you've got is Helmand Province has seen the worst violence anywhere in Afghanistan, and there's two separate operations going on. One is led by the U.S. Marines in the south of the province, and then in the north of the province, you've got a large-scale military operation being led by British forces. Now, what both sides are seeing is they're seeing very high casualties, the worst casualties in Afghanistan since military operations began here in 2001.
Now, this is a very different conflict from Iraq. The Taliban is known as a fighting force that uses a lot of guerrilla tactics and that they can sometimes overwhelm a much larger force. How many troops are actually in the nation of Afghanistan right now?
Well, there's about 70,000 U.S. troops. That's a doubling in the number of U.S. troops stationed in Afghanistan. There's about 30 or 40,000 other international forces and about 80,000 Afghan soldiers from the Afghan National Army. Now, the vast majority of those troops are stationed in the south and the east of the country. That's where the insurgency is at its strongest, and that's where the American-led campaign is really trying to establish security in the country, although it's hugely difficult. And one of the reasons that it's so difficult is because it's close to Pakistan, and insurgents use the Pakistani tribal areas as places to plot, then launch attacks inside Afghanistan.
Finally, is this all tied up with the poppy trade, the opium poppy trade, which is certainly a stalwart of the region?
You know, the insurgency, understanding the insurgency is hugely complex. Part of it is Taliban-led, part of it's Al-Qaeda-led, part of it's criminal-led, part of it's Afghans have turned against international forces because civilians have been killed in incidents. Certainly, when you speak to military commanders, though, they say that the poppy trade is important for one thing. It funds the insurgency. If you grow poppy, you can then sell that poppy and use that money to buy weapons, which is then used by the insurgents.
Well, thanks so much. That was the BBC's Afghanistan reporter, Martin Patience. And now we are going to take a look at the new troop surge with retired Lieutenant Colonel John Noggle. He's president of the Center for a New American Security in Washington, D.C. Thanks for coming on. And, you know, there are U.S. Marines, 4,000 U.S. Marines pushing into Taliban-controlled tracks. Would you, you know, characterize that as a surge?
I would say that this is the opening phase of an increased American commitment to Afghanistan that in my eyes, frankly, is long overdue.
What is the general wisdom right now? I mean, we have Commander General Stanley McChrystal indicating that he might need more troops. Presidential administration not saying yet what it's going to do if there is not an allocation of funds or an approval of an additional set of troops. You know, just give us a little bit of a sense of what might happen.
So the classic counterinsurgency strategy is to clear, hold, and build. You clear the enemy out of an area. That's important. That's what we're doing now. But then you have to hold it. Otherwise, the insurgents will return. And while you're holding it, you can build a better society. And ultimately, you can hold with Afghan security forces, and then American forces can withdraw, as we're now able to do in Iraq. There aren't enough American or Afghan forces in Afghanistan to hold the whole country. And so what we're having to do now is make hard decisions about where we clear and create small oil spots of security that we hope will spread over time.
Well, the question is the hope, I guess, that I want to get to, Colonel. I mean, if as you're saying, and I think Americans don't really understand what's going on in Afghanistan quite so much, if we are just now holding the territory to begin the process of creating security, I mean, in many ways, we're at sort of circa 2003 in Afghanistan, even though this war began in 2001. I mean, we're way back at the initial stages of the invasion, and this is already an open-ended conflict.
No, it's actually worse than that, because the enemy is stronger now than they were in 2003. So we essentially refocused our attention on Iraq, got into a pretty tough fight there, and only managed to turn that around in the past 2 years. And while we were away, the Taliban grew stronger in their safe havens in Pakistan and began re-infiltrating Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the government of Afghanistan was not strong enough, didn't have the security forces it needed to keep them out. And so now they've gotten a pretty strong toehold in the south and in the east, and we're going to have to increase both our forces and the Afghan security forces in order to winkle them out. So this is going to be a long, hard fight. General Petraeus said in the last couple of months that he believes that Afghanistan is going to be a longer, harder fight than Iraq was, and I'm afraid he's right.
Let's play just a little bit of the president talking about what it feels to send troops into war.
I think it's the most profound decision that I've made since I've been president, and I think about it every day. I have to sign letters for those who are fallen.
Do you think as we wind down in Iraq, we may be in for a long haul in Afghanistan?
I'm confident that we're going to be fighting for a good long time in Afghanistan. The good news is the Afghan people support the international commitment. They're tired of the Taliban. They don't want to live under the Taliban regime. They've seen what those people are like, and it's a horrible life for them, in particular for the women of Afghanistan, the female children of Afghanistan. So the Afghan people will support us as long as we stay committed to this fight.
Although, the president says he thinks every day about sending people off into battle. George W. Bush said exactly the same thing during his administration. I find myself having difficulty expressing a whole lot of sympathy to the commander-in-chief here. What I'm concerned about is the estimates of Taliban strength in Afghanistan are no more than 20,000. Can 20,000 Taliban hold 70,000 troops at bay? And that's sort of the takeaway.
Far more than that. The insurgent is a fish swimming in the sea of the people. As long as the people are coerced to support him, as long as there are not enough security forces on the ground to protect the population, 20,000 insurgents is about the same number we faced in Iraq.
Wow.
So we've got a real problem in front of us, but we've learned a lot of lessons from Iraq. The key lesson is you've got to build an Afghan army of sufficient size and strength to hold what we've cleared, and we haven't made that decision yet.
All right. Thank you so much. That's retired Lieutenant Colonel John Noggle, president of the Center for a New American Security, a national security think tank in Washington, D.C.